الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله، وبالوالدين إحسانا، وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين، وقولوا للناس حسنا، وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة، ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا، إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا، وإن جاهداك لتشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما، إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: ووصينا الإنسان بوالدين، حملته أمه وهنا على وهن، وفصاله في عامين، أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير. وأخرج البخاري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال: يا رسول الله، من أحق بحسن صحابتي؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أبوك. وفي رواية قال: أمك ثم أمك ثم أباك ثم أبوك ثم أدناك فأدناك. وأخرج المسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: رغم أنفه رغم أنفه رغم أنفه. قيل: من يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أدرك والديه عند الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما ثم لم يدخل الجنة. وأخرج ابن ماجه عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال: يا رسول الله، ما حق الوالدين على ولدهما؟ قال: هما جنتك ونارك، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders, brothers and elders in Islam, all praise belongs to Allah Pak, who through His infinite mercy has once again allowed us and given us the tawfiq to sit here a little while to listen to the talks of Allah and Allah's Rasul. It is only and only through the tawfiq of Allah Pak. There were some professional people, they were traveling. One was a doctor, one was a lawyer. So they had to cross a river. So they seen one old man sitting. He had one boat of his there. So they approached him and they said, "Uncle, can you take us across?" So he says, "No problem." He was a villager, he was one dehati. Anyway, they got on with him. Now, we have to speak something. So one of them asks, he says, "Uncle, do you know what's geometry?" Now the man that grows up in a farm, he didn't see the city and you're asking him of geometry. He says, "No man, I don't know what's geometry." The next one says, "Uncle, you know what's biology?" Maria, these are some jawbreakers here. Now as they're traveling, he foreseen a storm. So he asked those two, "You know swimmonology? You know swimmonology? Because now your geometry won't save you also, and your biology won't save you. Only the Amr of Allah will save you. La ilaha illallah, la khaliqa illallah. La ilaha illallah, la raziqa illallah. La ilaha illallah, la nasira illallah. لا إله إلا الله لا معين إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا معز إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا مذل إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا سميع إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا بصير إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا رقيب إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا حافظ إلا الله only Allah. That intelligence of yours will not assist you on this occasion. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi in one istima, he had to address all the professional people. So one person came and he introduced everyone. There's a doctor, there's a lawyer, there's an engineer, there's a professor. Hazrat said, "Tear it out, tear it out." And then he came into Josh. And he says, there was one zamana when a Muslim was being recognized by saying, O Nabi of Allah, he is a participant of Badr. O Nabi of Allah, he is a participant of Uhud. O Nabi of Allah, his so many brothers have been martyred in the path of Allah. O Nabi of Allah, he has contributed so much to the deen of Allah. If you speak of the dog that Allah speaks about in the Quran, or you speak about the cow that Allah speaks about in the Quran, or you speak about the camel that Allah speaks about the Quran, I will understand that because Allah has spoken about it in the Quran. But these titles, I don't find them in Quran and Hadith. I don't understand a word what you are saying. My respected friends, Allah Pak has given us the tawfiq. As I mentioned, only Allah Pak. Allah has given us the tawfiq to sit here in that era when it has become easy to contribute a brick to the construction of the masjid but to perform salah. It has become easy to sponsor a student to memorize the Quran but to read the kalam of Allah. It has become easy to contribute or to sponsor a person to go for hajj but to go for hajj himself. In that era and in that zamana, Allah Pak has given us time here only through His mercy to sit here to listen to the talks of Allah and Allah's Rasul. Then Allah Pak has made us the followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went for Mi'raj, then he told Allah Pak, Ja'alta Ibrahim khalila wa Musa kalima wa sakharta li Dawood al-jibal wa li Sulaiman al-riyah wa ahyayta li Isa al-mawta famadha ja'alta li. Oh Allah, Ja'alta Ibrahim khalila, you chose Ibrahim for your friendship. Wa Musa kalima, and you communicated with Musa. Wattakhadha Allahu Ibrahim khalila wa kallama Allahu Musa taklima. وَسَخَّرْتَ لِدَاوُودَ الْجِبَالِ, and you made the mountain subservient to the amr of Dawood alayhi salam. Ya jibalu awwibi ma'ahu wat-tayr. When Dawood alayhi salam used to read the Zabur, then the mountains also used to read with him. Allah had granted him an exceptionally beautiful and sweet voice. وَلِ سُلَيْمَانَ الْرِيحِ, and you made subservient for Sulaiman alayhi salam the wind. وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الْرِيحَ غُدُوُّهَا شَهْرُ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرُ. The journey and the distance of 2 months would be covered in half a day with Sulaiman alayhi salam. تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثُ أَصَابُ. وَأَحْيَيْتَ لِعِيسَى الْمَوْتَى. And oh Allah, for Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, you gave life to the deceased. أُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. Isa alayhi salam, Allah addressed him. He could tell, I knew exactly what you ate and came and what you have talked at home. Not like today, the man comes and then he burps and then you say what he ate and came. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. Ya Allah, this is what you kept for all the Anbiya. What have you kept for me, O Allah? Allah Pak answered to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, I have kept this for you, that whenever my name will be taken side by side, your name will be taken. So in the Adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Throughout the dunya, 5 times a day, how many billion times the Adhan has been called out? The oneness of Allah and the finality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam told Allah, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Ya Allah, you open my heart towards your deen. And Allah told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Subhanallah. Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, you open my heart to your deen. You ease in it, Ya Allah, I'm going to give da'wah to Fir'aun. Ya Allah, you open my chest, you grant me what sharh sadr. فَمَنْ يُرِيدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. And Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah told him, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. O Nabi of Allah, have we not opened your heart? So Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام asked, and Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم without asking, Allah gave him. Then Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام said, وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Ya Allah, you ease in my task. Such a tyrant ruler, O Allah. Such a great ruler, such an oppressor, O Allah. How am I going? لَا يَنْتَلِقُ لِسَانِي. Allah, I cannot speak also properly. So send my brother Harun. أرسله معي رد أن يصدقني. رد أن مددگار, he can assist me. إني أخاف أن يكذبون. Oh Allah, they will belie me. Oh Allah, they will not accept my message. قال سنشد عضدك بأخيك ونجعل لكما سلطانا فلا يصلون إليكما. Oh, go Musa, our help is with you. And that is why Fir'aun tried everything, and he threatened Musa alayhi salatu wasalam of everything. But why couldn't he kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? He couldn't kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam because Allah gave him the go ahead. Musa, we are with you. Now, when Allah becomes with someone, friends, then even if it's one person, he's in majority. And if Allah is not with a person, then wallah, it can be the whole dunya, he's in minority. And Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِذْرَكَ. O Nabi of Allah, we have removed the burden, وِذْرَكَ, the bodge from you. So Allah Pak has given us the honor of becoming the followers of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My respected friends, go and ask those people that were not born Muslims, when Allah blessed them with Iman, how they value this Iman. When Jamaat was out in the path of Allah, they were making Mashwara. One person got up, he made wudu and he came back. So I asked him, what's this? He said, since the day I recited the kalima la ilaha illallah, I never took the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without wudu. Since the day I recited the kalima la ilaha illallah, I never took the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without wudu. He knows what is the value of Iman. Shaykh Abdul Wahid ibn Yazid rahmatullah alayhi says, we were traveling. We came to an island. So we stopped over there. I seen one young man in the corner, he's worshipping something. So I told him, Ya hadha man ta'bud. Who are you worshipping, oh my friend? فَأَوْمَأَ إِلَى الصَّنَمِ. He points to an idol, he says, that's my God. That's my deity, that's my ism. So I told him, مَا هَذَا بِإِلَهِ يُعْبَدْ. That's not entitled to be worshipped. There's only one Allah, there's only one being. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. Allah says, if there had to be more than one Allah, then everything would, there'd be evil and corruption, fasad. لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَاهِمْ بِمَا خَلَقْ. Every God would take what he created. Imagine, if there had to be several gods, then before creating, the God has to consult another God. What God is that God who has to consult? Imagine a God consulting. A God taking the permission of someone. Can that being ever be entitled to be a God? لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَاهِمْ بِمَا خَلَقْ. Every God would have taken what he had created. وَلَا عَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Imagine now they want to create one person, one God says, no, you don't create. One says, no, let's create him. One says, let's give death to this child now. The other one says, no. There would be evil and corruption on this earth. So he says, alright, who do you worship? He says, we worship one Allah. نَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ عَرْشُهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ بَطْشُ تَقَدَّسَتْ أَسْمَاؤُهُ وَجَلَّتْ عَظُمَتُهُ. We worship that Allah whose throne is in the skies. One Arabi, one Dihati came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he came and dropped one lizard in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, La Umin, I will not bring Iman on you till this dead lizard doesn't bring Iman on you. Sahaba ikram around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pareshan, hairan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses it, Ya Zab, oh lizard. فَأَجَابْ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. That lizard starts speaking in the beautiful and clear language of Arabic. لَبَّيْكْ وَسَعْدَيْكْ يَا زَيْنَ مَنْ وَافَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O Nabi of Allah, I'm at your disposal. This waqia is written in Bidaya wa Nihaya. I'm at your disposal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Man ta'bud, to kiski bandagi karti hai? Man fis sama'i arshuhu, wa fil ardi sabiluhu, wa fil jannati rahmatuhu, wa man fil nari iqabuhu. I worship that Allah whose throne is on the skies, whose control is everywhere, who has prepared jannat for his believers and jahannam for his enemies. They thrilled. Dead lizard speaking. Acha, man ana? Dusra sawal. Pehla sawal, uluhiyat ka. Second question, Who am I? أنت رسول رب العالمين وخاتم النبيين قد أفلح من صدقك وقد خاب من كذبك. آپ اللہ کے آخری نبی. The dead desert is speaking, you O Nabi of Allah, you are the final messenger of Allah. Whoever will obey you, he will be successful. Whoever will move an inch away from your tariqah, he will be unsuccessful. Dunya, qabr and akhirat. Wallah, the tasdeeq and the gawahi of that goh puts upon us today. Today we have moved away and we have deviated from the tariqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Muslims have been mocked and they have been thrown from pillar to post. So Shaykh Abdul Wahid ibn Yazid rahmatullah alayhi says, we worship that Allah. Taqaddasat asma'u, whose names are exalted. Udid'u Allah, udid'u Rahman. Ayyamma tad'u falahul asma'ul husna. Say Allah, or say Rahman. Allah has given him 99 beautiful names. Friends, today our children know the names of all the soccer players and the cricketers and the rugby players, and they know the whole history. He stands wicketkeeper. He was actually playing for this country. They bought him over. We know the history of all these kuffar. Never mind anything. We don't know the names of Allah Pak. Never mind the names of Sahaba. We don't know the names of our own Allah. One girl was asked, Muslim girl, do you know who's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Say, yeah, he was one Muslim man. That's my knowledge regarding the final Nabi of Allah. I say, Mawlana, make dua, Allah must make my daughter Rabia Basri. How can she become Rabia Basri, friends? We don't know the name of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has beautiful names. Turn to Allah through these names. Anyway, he says, so who told you about this Quran and this religion? He says, the Nabi of Allah came and he informed us about this Islam. He says, did the Nabi of Allah leave anything behind with you? He says, taraka fina kitab Allah. The Nabi of Allah left Allah's kalam with us. فَأَتَيْنَاهُ بِالْمُصْحَفِ. We brought the Quran and we placed it in front of him. Now he says, I don't understand this Quran. So one of us started reciting one verse of the Quran. And as we started reciting, فَلَمْ يَذَلْ يَبْكِي حَتَّى خَتَمْنَا السُّورَةِ. He started crying like a baby till we completed the recitation of the Quran. He doesn't understand a word. Today we question, I don't understand, so I don't know what Allah is saying. So if it's Jannat, I don't know, must I be happy or is Jahannam, I must cry. He doesn't understand a word. He's crying like a baby. Allah praises Najashi when he accepted Islam. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. When the Quran was recited to them, تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ, then you would see their eyes flowing with tears. يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا أَوَ اللَّهُ, we bring iman on you, فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, record us and register us amongst the believers. It was this very same Najashi whose janaza namaz ghaibana taur par Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed. Anyway, after that, عَلَّمْنَاهُ شَرَائِعَ الدِّينِ, we taught him the Quran and we taught him some ahkam of deen. We left from there. When it was night time, then he came to me and he says, Ya Hada, Hada al-Ila, Alladhi dallaltumuni alayhi, Ida janna al-Layl yanam. Oh Abdul Wahid, this Allah you speaking about, now when it's night time and we go to sleep, does Allah also goes in sleep? When we tired and we go in sleep, how we get exhausted, so does Allah also gets exhausted, he also goes in sleep? He says, لا يا عبد الله لا ينام هو حي قيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. That Allah never sleeps. So he ponders for a moment and he says, بئس العبيد أنتم تنامون ومولاكم لا ينام. Allah Akbar. Then you are very evil. Your Allah don't sleep and you go and sleep. Your Allah doesn't sleep by night. Your master doesn't sleep but you go and enjoy the comfort of your bed. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. اللہ پریز ہی سرونٹ, ان کے پہلو ان کے خوابگاہوں سے الگ. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says in the حدیث, may Allah shower his mercy upon that person who gets up in the darkness of the night and then he performs ablution and then he comes to his wife. These are the words of the hadith. And then he pours water on her face. Allahu Akbar. Today we want peace and harmony in our home. We want muhabbat and ittifaq and ittihad. Let us do those things on which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made dua for us. Today we are doing those things that on which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has cursed. So there is enmity, there is disunity, there is division, there is talaq. There's no muhabbat in the home. Oh Allah, you shower your mercy on that person who then comes and drops water on the face of his wife. And then he awakens her. And then she performs ablution. And then both of them stand and converse with you and communicate with you when the whole makhluk is sleeping. Ya Allah, you shower your mercy upon him, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you open the doors of rahmat upon him. Ya Allah, you ease in every task of his. Who's got the time to do that today, friend? Who's got the time to speak with Allah? Sallu wa nasu niyam, to read when the entire makhluk of Allah is sleeping. Anyway, he says, we went from there, I came back to my town. So I gathered some money for him and I gave it to him. Wal mu'allafati qulubuhum ta'lifi qalb. So he asked me, what's this money here? So I told him, darahim tunfiquha ala ahlik wa iyalik, some money. You can spend it on your family, your wife and children. He says, subhanallah. كنت أعبد الأصنام فلم يضيعني وأنا لا أعرفه. I used to worship the idol and I didn't know your Allah. And I used to take the idol as my sustainer and that time he used to provide me. Now, when I worship that Allah and I've recognized that Allah, he won't attend to my needs. When I was worshiping the idol, then that Allah used to sustain me. Now when I'm worshiping him, he won't attend to my needs. He says, we were more fascinated. What I'm explaining, my respected friend, these are the people who value Iman. These are the people who appreciate Iman. How much effort are we making to protect this Iman? When a person is given a precious thing, then he ensures that he maintains that item. On one occasion, imagine we speak of Dajjal. Dajjal, 1400 years ago, Fatima bint Qais radiyallahu anha says, سمعت منادي يا رسول الله ينادي الصلاة جامعة الصلاة جامعة. I heard one announcer announcing that salat is about to commence. That time it was permissible. So I went to the masjid. صليت مع رسول الله. I performed salat with Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. After namaz, Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم announced, لَيَلْزِمْ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مُصَلَّى. Every person must remain seated on his musalla. Then he told us, أَتَدْرُونَ لِمَ جَمَعْتُكُمْ. Do you know why I have gathered you on this occasion? قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم. Allah and Allah's Nabi knows best. Today everyone is a mufti. Everyone is a mufti. Sahaba ikram, despite of their knowledge, Allah and Allah's Nabi knows best. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi was asked certain questions regarding Islam in one majlis. On one majlis, 30 of his answers were la adri, I don't know, I don't know. Imam Malik. إِنَّ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَا أَدْرِي. He says, مَا جَمَعْتُكُمْ لِرَغَبَةٍ وَلَا لِرَهَبَةٍ وَلَكِنْ جَمَعْتُكُمْ لِأَنَّ تَمِيمَ الدَّارِ كَانَ رَجُلًا نَصْرَانِيًّا فَجَاءَ وَأَسْلَمَ وَحَدَّثَنِي حَدِيثًا وَافَقَ الَّذِي كُنْتُ أَحَدِّثُكُمْ بِهِ عَنِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. I have gathered you to narrate one incident that a man by the name of Tamim Dari, who was a Christian, he accepted Islam. And he came and related one episode that transpired with him. He says, رَكِبْنَا فِي سَفِينَةِ الْبَحْرِ ثَلَاثِينَ رَجُلًا. We were 30 people, we were moving in the boat. فَلَعِبَ بِنَا الْمَوْجِ شَهْرًا. The waves played with us for 1 month. Until we came to one jazeera. فَدَخَلْنَا الْجَزِيرَ. We entered into this island. And we seen one animal there. قُلْ وَيْلَكْ مَنْ أَنْتِ. Who are you? This animal spoke, أَنَا الْجَسَّاسَ. Anal jassasa. Akhrajna lahum dabbatan min al-ardi tukallimuhum anna an-nasa kanu bi ayatina la yuqinun. In the Hashia of Jalalain, on the tafsir of this ayat, it's written that prior to Qiyamah, among the final signs of Qiyamah, between Safa and Marwa, one animal will come out. وَبِيَدِهِ أَصَى مُوسَى وَخَاتَمُ سُلَيْمَانِ. This animal will have the stick of Musa alayhi salam in the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. It will come out between the two mountains of Safa and Marwa. With the stick stamping every believer on his forehead and giving him the glad tidings of Jannat, and with the ring blackening the face of every disbeliever and reminding him of the torment and the azab of Allah, Jahannam. So I am that animal. Anyway, this animal tells me, go there, there's one man that's waiting for you. This happened 1400 years ago, friends. So when I enter in today, I see one man, a huge man, أَعْظَمْ مَا رَأَيْنَاهُ قَطُّ. We didn't see such a huge man before. So he asked us certain questions. Says, أَخْبِرُونِي عَنْ نَخْلِ بَيْسَانَ هَلْ تُثْمِرْ أَخْبِرُونِي عَنِ الْبُحَيْرَةِ الطَّبْرَانِيَّةِ أَخْبِرُونِي عَنْ مَاءِ زُغَرْ هَلْ فِيهَا مَاءٌ. Certain questions. He asked about the Kajur of Baisan. Then he asked about the sea of Tabriya. Is there water there? Said, a time will come, all this water will be dried out. Then he asked me, what about this final Nabi? Says, this final Nabi is out. Says, أَقَاتَلَهُ الْعَرَبْ. Did the Arab oppose him? He says, yes. Says, right now you told me about your history, now I'll tell you about me. أَنَا الْمَسِيحُ الدَّجَّالِ. I am مَسِيحَ الدَّجَّالِ. A time will come, I will be granted permission to walk on the face of this earth. I will tour the earth fi arba'een layla, in 40 days. And I will enter into every city. La ada qaryatan illa habattuha. With the exception of Makkah and Medina, muharramatani alayya. Allah has made them forbidden for me. Kullama aradtu an adkhul. Every time I'll try and enter, one angel will come, biyadihi safe, he'll have one sword with him. Malaika yahrusunaha. And every street of Medina will be guarded by the malaika. Masih al-Dajjal 1400 years ago. My respected friends, how much preparations are we making? How much are we worried that Allah Pak must keep us with Iman? We make dua to Allah, Allah keep us with Iman, take us with Iman and resurrect us with Iman. This Iman that Allah Pak has given us, my respected friends, it is not limited to the four walls of this masjid. Iman governs the 24 hours of our life. How we deal with our neighbors. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La yu'min, la yu'min, la yu'min, qila man ya Rasulallah, man la yu'minu jarahu bawa'iqahu. That person hasn't got through Iman on Allah, that man hasn't got through Iman on Allah, that man hasn't got through Iman on Allah. Who, Nabi of Allah? That person from whom his neighbor is not secure of his evil and his harm. Man la yu'minu jarahu bawa'iqahu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel came and informed me about the rights of neighbors so much, that I feared that there might be a chance that the neighbor will inherit from the wealth that I leave also. How we must conduct ourselves with our elders. And most important, how do we conduct ourselves with our parents? One Sahabi comes to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ibn Majah, the riwayat is, مَا حَقُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ عَلَىٰ وَلَدِهِمَا. O Nabi of Allah, what is the right of parents upon their children? قَالَهُمَا جَنَّتُكَ وَنَارُكَ. Your parents are either your Jannat or they are your Jahannam. Your parents are either your Jannat or your Jahannam. مَنْ أَحَقُّ بِحُسْنِ صَحَابَتِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, who is most deserving for my good relation? Who is most entitled? قَالَ أُمُّكَ. Your mother. قَالَ ثُمَّ مَنْ. Thereafter who, O Nabi of Allah? Your mother. Thereafter who, O Nabi of Allah? Your mother. Thereafter who, O Nabi of Allah? Your father. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ. That person in whom three things will be found. يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ حَتْفَهُ وَأَدْخَلَهُ جَنَّتَهُ. Allah Pak will easen his death for him. Allahu Akbar. At the time of death, Allah will grant him Iman and Allah will make it easy for him. It's not an easy stage, respected friends, that every one of us has to go through. And our success is dependent on that final stage. If we made it, then we are successful. If not, we are unsuccessful. It comes in the hadith, the man's wife will come to him. And his mother will come to him and say, oh my son, Islam is not the true religion. It's all false. It's all fabrication. I died as a Christian. Christianity is a reality. Take up Christianity as your religion. Don't fall in this trap. At that time, my respected friends, Allahu Akbar, it is only Allah that can keep a person firm. Wallah, no one else. Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali, time of Sakarat, Shaitan came to him and he broke the proof that Allah is one. He says, no, Allah is one. He gave another proof, he broke that proof. Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali gave him 99 proof that Allah is one. He broke one after the other. He says, Allah is not one, Allah is not one. His Shaykh Najmuddin Kubra Rahmatullah Ali was in another country. By means of kashf and inspiration, he was informed that your murid is going through so much difficulties. He had the lota in his hand. He dropped it and he told him, tell Shaitan, without any proof, I believe Allah is one. Bagheer dalil Allah ko ek manta hu. He threw it and he says, without proof, I believe in Allah is one. He passed away. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, at the time of Sakarat, his son is telling him to recite the kalima. He says, la ba'uda, la ba'uda, la ba'uda, move from ya, move from ya. When he gained consciousness, he asked his father, oh my father, I told you, read.